the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day. With Charlamagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep making him get y'all like this.
Well, Duval, we taking it to your home today, all right? Donkey of the day for Friday, July 30th, goes to an unidentified Florida man. If y'all know who he is, let your Uncle Charla know. What does your Uncle Charla always say about the great state of Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Good morning, Jacksonville. Everybody who listens to us on 93.3 The Beat, what's happening? Drop on the clues bomb for 93.3 The Beat in Jacksonville. Y'all really love the Jaguars down there, huh? I know your pain. I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. I understand. Y'all feeling excited about the upcoming season. Y'all got Trevor Lawrence with the first pick in the draft this year. Quarterback out of Clemson with the long hair and even longer face. I see y'all. Okay, a lot of reasons to be excited. They got, what, Tim Tebow playing tight end and leading prayers in the locker room. So I understand why y'all feel good about the upcoming season. Jacksonville is a great football town. People there are really close to the Jaguars. And this season, folks in Jacksonville want to be even closer to the Jaguars. How do you get closer to the team you love? Huh? You buy season tickets. You buy season tickets closer to the 50-yard line. You buy every jersey. You get paraphernalia for your car and home. Hell, you might even get a tattoo. That's what those of us who aren't from Florida do when we want to get closer to our teams. But when you a Jacksonville resident who wants to get closer to the Jaguars, what do? Let's go to WJXT News 4. Jax for the report, please.
For someone to choose to go and interact with the Jaguars, just really foolish.
And we're told the man's injuries are not life-threatening. Zoo employees say it could have easily been much worse.
An individual in his 20s jumped over the fence area and decided to try to interact with one of our Jaguars.
An interaction that could have led to the man losing his arm after witnesses and zoo employees say he stuck his arm through a net enclosure after hopping the outer fence that keeps visitors at a distance from the animals.
I think from now on, when people jump into animal cages, just consider them food. Not situations like Harambe. Rest in peace, Harambe. I'll never get over how they did my dog, though. You know, even though I understand, a three-year-old who has to be damn near 10 now fell into Harambe's animal enclosure and they clapped Harambe. Even though I wish they would have just tranquilized him, I understand. They had to save the three-year-old. The three-year-old didn't know any better. But this 20-something-year-old grown man from Jacksonville who clearly wanted to be closer to the Jaguars for whatever reason, they should have let him get eaten. Let the Jaguars get their first win of the season. Okay, let me be more empathetic. He didn't have to get eaten, but let the Jaguars get a little taste, a little bite of that human flesh. See, I think the reason people keep doing stuff like this is because they know people will come to their rescue. They need to start having signs at these zoos and these animal exhibits that say, if you jump into this enclosure, consider yourself lunch. Okay, cover the kids' eyes when stuff like that happens and mind your business, because I keep telling y'all, destiny is not a matter of chance, it's a matter of choice. And if you as a human choose to be sushi for a jaguar, that's on you. Do you realize jaguars are carnivores that only eat meat? I know the Jaguars football team doesn't live up to its mascot's name often, but jaguars do not play no games, okay? They are ruthless and they eat damn near anything. Deer, tortoises, iguanas, armadillos, you name it, they will taste it. So you think they wouldn't eat your ass? It's a stripper who dances at Mascara's Gentleman Club in Jacksonville right now saying it won't be the first time a jaguar ate some ass in this city, but let me mind my business. The moral of the story is, what I am talking about, what am I talking about? It's Florida. There's no moral to the story. It's Florida, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, please give this man who jumped into the jaguar exhibit in Jacksonville the biggest hee-haw.
Too bad we can't play a game.
Yeah, I don't even know who the guy is.
Damn it.
But since if y'all know, I'm pretty sure they probably know who it is in Jacksonville. Let me know who this person is, please.
Damn, I'd love to please play a game. But if you had to bet, 50-50 chance.
What?
What race you think this person is?
I really have no idea. It's Florida, bro.
You're right.
Race don't matter in Florida.
You're right.
Okay, it's Florida.
Race don't matter in Florida.
I really don't know where this type of crazy could come from, okay? But send me the guy's name.
All right,
the guy who jumped into the Jaguar exhibit. Not the player who's probably getting his ass eaten by a scripper in Jacksonville. I don't care about that.
Can right you say that?
It's too late now.
Yeah, it's too late. Yeah. Moment's gone. Mm-hmm. All right, well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, up next, let's talk sugar daddies. Why you laugh like that, man?
You got to start it over. Do it again.
All right. All right, you ready? All right. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's freaky Friday.
Now let's talk sugar daddies.
And he's looking for one.
No. Nope.
He's got a lot of car shows to fund.
No. Nope.
He's got a lot of houses he wants to buy.
No. Nope.
He don't want to have to pay no mortgage.
No. Nope.
He's got some hard money lenders he owes some money to. No.
Nope.
How hard, ye?
Really hard.
800-585-1051. Ladies, do you have a sugar daddy?
Oh, man.
Are there sugar daddies out there that have some young ladies? We'd like to hear from you this morning. 800-585-1051. Now, Angela Yee, have you ever had a sugar daddy?
Man, I wish I would have, but I have never had a sugar daddy. I know it sounds birdish, but it sounds amazing.
Charlamagne.
And I'm going to tell you why.
What exactly is a sugar daddy? I always thought a sugar daddy was an older man, right?
Yes.
Like, how old, though? Like, what would be considered sugar daddy age? Like, what?
I don't know.
What age does a woman have to be and the man have to be considered sugar daddy?
He's just got
to
be a lot young. You got to be a lot younger. Maybe you in your 20s and 30s and he's like 70.
Lord have mercy.
But you know what? From what I've heard about these sugar daddies, you don't even have to sleep with them or nothing.
Oh, no. Now it's what you heard, huh? Now it's what you heard.
No, seriously. That's kind of what it is.
Bird is the word.
Some of them can't even get it up.
Now ye knows. All right, talk.
No, because I know people who have had their, like, you know, I have a show called Lip Service, so we've had these discussions. And so basically, they just bet you show them a little attention and they buy you all kinds of things, cars, pay your bills, pay your rent, you know. Well,
I want to hear more. Let's talk to the people who got sugar daddies.
All right.
This topic is coming from somewhere, though, because the sugar daddy website got shut down, right, E?
Yes. And so, well, on the Google store, they're not allowing any of those apps anymore in a couple of months. And they've already got rid of a lot of them on Apple.
All right. We'll talk about it. 800-585-1051. And Charlamagne had a situation like this.
Charlamagne ain't never had no goddamn situation like this.
And we'll talk about it when we come back. Oh, you ain't have a sugar daddy?
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
What the hell would I have a sugar daddy for?
We'll talk about it when we come
back.
No,
we not, because I don't know what the hell y'all talking about. And I don't know what lie y'all about to make up on this radio this morning.
He's a sugar baby, too. I heard he only got $100.
You're definitely a sugar baby.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
All right, we'll talk about it when we come back.
Don't worry, I got stories too. Can't nobody in this room make up something like me, so let's go. Okay, let's do it.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.